Yesterday, the governor joined state officials, advocates, and Lieutenant Governor Timothy Murray in signing an act relative to housing rights for victims of domestic violence, rape, sexual assault, and stalking. The bill, which was first introduced in 2005, expands housing rights for victims of sexual and domestic abuse. Lieutenant Governor Timothy Murray chairs the Governor's Council to Address Sexual and Domestic Violence and the Interagency Council on Housing and Homelessness. He said that the administration worked with advocates closely to help provide more protections for victims of violence that face housing instability.
You know, what really Governor Patrick and I are trying to do, working with advocates, is really change the paradigm in terms of how we deal with issues of domestic violence or sexual assault. But we shouldn't have the victims, they shouldn't be the ones having to flee their housing or to flee their jobs or situations, and really try to provide the supports and safety and security for them and focus on the perpetrator. That's really what we're trying to do.
The lieutenant governor added that issues of domestic violence and housing often overlap.
You know, we see that there's a lot of overlap in this regard, and we think this is a good bill, and it's something that we worked on and will ultimately make people safer.
Janice Broderick is executive director of the Elizabeth Freeman Center in Pittsfield. She said that her organization works with victims of domestic violence and abuse and said that in many cases they have certain financial difficulties in maintaining stable housing.
We've seen people who have been denied housing because they owe a landlord money because they left an apartment because of domestic violence. And in fact, that's one of the barriers as well to getting subsidized housing, affordable housing. And sometimes we can have those kinds of decisions overturned by going to a hearing, but often we don't see those cases soon enough.
The law provides some protections to victims of abuse and violence from being evicted. It would allow victims to vacate their lease or rental agreements without financial penalty, and it provides a provision that would allow for victims to have their locks changed. Advocates from the group Jane Doe Inc. have been working with legislators on the bill since its original draft several years ago. Maureen Gallagher, policy director with Jane Doe Inc., said that she welcomed the lawmakers and administration's involvement with the community and advocates over the years in crafting the legislation.
I think it was a great collaboration because we were able to work with a lot of different legislators, a lot of community partners, and we had support from a lot of folks because housing impacts so many people.
However, Gallagher did say that she would like to see some improvements in the law.
One piece of it that we have strongly supported is a defense to eviction for victims of sexual assault, domestic violence, and stalking. And that piece was not in the final bill. It is a modified version of what we had hoped, but we are very pleased with the options that it creates for sexual and domestic violence survivors.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau, at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.